Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rocky Krusnik. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Virgil Trucks. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive towards short. Carrasquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krusnik fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling misplays the ball. That's an error on Bowling. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball four. Fain moves to second. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fain moves to third. There goes Minoso trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett takes first base on ball four. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall bunts towards third. Krusnik fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Krusnik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krusnik hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell bunts towards third. Krasnick fields it and throws to first for the out. Bowling moves to second. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fain moves to second. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Mealy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Umflett hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rivera strikes out. One out. Rocky Krasnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krasnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Krasnick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bowling bunts towards third. Krusnik fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0-for-0 in the game. Parnell hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Umflett, who is chasing the ball. Carrasquel reaches third base with a triple. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux is 0-for-1 in the game. Trux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carrasquel scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a line drive into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens strikes out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Gurnett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Minoso bunts towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-2 in the game. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rivera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krusnik fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Krisnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krisnick is 0-for-2 in the game. Krisnick takes first base on ball 4. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Krisnick moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Carrasquel is walked intentionally. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux is 0-for-2 in the game. Trux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to second for the out. Krisnick moves to third. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Baker pinch hits for Mel Parnell. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Baker is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-3 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Wilbur pinch hits for Gene Stevens. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Hoot Evers now playing left field. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Minoso bunts in front of the plate. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Fain moves to second. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-3 in the game. Mealy is walked intentionally. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rivera is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rocky Krisnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krisnick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Krisnick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Gurnett hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Consolo pinch runs for Sammy White. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 1, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.